So I'm going to share the results, mainly from a project called San Diego HIP, and that stands for San Diego Hospital Influenza Immunization Partnership. So I'm going just briefly talking about that project, and in Dr. Sawyer's presentation, he's going to provide much more detailed information about that project. And San Diego HIP is a two-year study funded by CDC. It's a collaborative project involved the hospital in San Diego County, the County Health Department, UC San Diego, and to raise the immunization influenza vaccine, particularly coverage rate among hospital-based healthcare workers. And Dr. Sawyer is the principal investigator, so any question on my presentation, ask my boss. I just want to point out one very cute, I mean, both icons is nice, but I just want to point out one cute, the cute icon for San Diego HIP. There are two syringe, one has needle, so that means it's the injectable flu vaccine, and the other one is for LAIV. So I feel it's very cute. Okay, and the objective is describing the status of hospital-based healthcare worker influenza immunization in San Diego hospitals. And also we try to capture the efforts happened during that 2 years intervention project. And listing some methods, I want to bring your attention to some, and you know why I mentioned in the next slides. For determined healthcare worker immunization coverage rates and describe the uptake of LAIV among healthcare workers. Okay, I have to spend some time on describing on these slides. I have too much to say about this one. I want to bring your attention to the bottom first. There are two yellow bullets listing the two study we did for that intervention. One is called Hospital Employee Survey. That's the one was designing to estimate the coverage rate for each hospital and also capture the all the intervention happened during each hospitals. And in reality is to conduct a study, we have to get all the RFP proof from each hospitals. And so there's a lot of writing, and unfortunately it's not me. Somebody else have to do that. And also we have to bypassing all the rules, and each hospital have a different rules. Some involved have to go to the labor unions, and they have the permission to blast from each department, you know, from HR down to the little department. They all has to be passed. So by the end, we distribute the survey and imagine the follow-up. And we're not allowed to even, you know, set our foot on the campus to do the survey. So we're not even allowed to say, you know, how many is, who is that returning? Who is not returned? So we can send second reminder, third reminder to those people who did not return. They weren't allowed to do that. So by the end, our response rate for that study is, you can imagine, is we have some hospital just return less than 1% of employee. That's the highest, I think, the response rate I remember is somewhere like 15%. So that did not fly. So we cannot use any data from that study. The key informant interview is to select a number of the hospital staff, like nurse who gave the vaccine, to employee health, to much involved into the flu daily flu activity, and to interview them to understand the picture of how the hospital run the flu program. And Dr. Sawyer going to talk much more detail in his presentation, so I'm not go over in my presentations. Okay, so back to the top one. The weekly activity reports will try to capture the activity that related to the flu vaccine and provide a timely, so we provide a weekly, on the number of the hours that personnel worked, like planning, they organized, they're promoting flu vaccines, and much time on like vaccinating the employee, and how much time they're spending on collecting the data, et cetera. And also a number of the vaccination sections, like how many times you held in that week, you have a mobile car go to the on the floor, you know, how many mass vaccination you held that week, and the number of doses you're given, either injectable or the flu mist. Okay. The data was collected through the each hospital employee health or could be infection control department. And the second one on top of the union-based survey is a set of a union was chosen by each hospital and to participate in this study to serve as kind of a representative a sample for the hospitals. From this survey, we're able to get the flu coverage rate for past two flu seasons. The first year, the intervention, the flu season, and the second year of intervention flu season. And the LAIV interception survey is for each LAIV recipient. LAIV survey was self-administered through the recipients. The random digital dialing telephone survey was to monitor our influenza coverage rates in San Diego healthcare worker. So either a hospital-based or non-hospital-based, we all capture that information. And in the first year, we captured the hospital-based is in hospital-based in 2006, and the second year is in 2007. So I went through all the methodology that. Confused, but the key is, I just want to point out, is the reason we have that many evaluation methods developing because we want to be flexible. So the flexible is the key when you try to do some kind of assessment to evaluating your intervention in the hospital-based healthcare worker. Okay. This results is coming from our weekly influenza reports, weekly. The vaccine reports from each hospital. The bar is representing the number of doses was given for each hospital. So the yellow bar is the first year our intervention, which is the 05-06 flu season. And the blue bar is the second year of intervention, which is the 06-07 flu season. Okay. And it's break down by each hospital. So compared to 2 years, you can see that more more vaccine was given out in the second year. The blue bar is higher than the yellow bar. And also for the overall, the total I'm listing here is in the first year of study in 05-06 flu season, the total vaccine was given out in the hospital is 19,612. And in the second year of study is 10,000 more doses was given, 29,799. And this is also came from the same reports. You might notice that the total of dose was a little bit different. The reason is there are some hospitals cannot provide a timely report. They cannot provide weekly. Others can provide us the end of the flu season, how many doses are given totally. So for this purpose, we try to break down, see the which months they give out the flu vaccine. It's not including in this graph. Okay. And for if you can recall, during the 06-07, the flu vaccine was a little bit delayed. So that's clearly shown in this graph is most of the vaccine not give out until the end of October to November. However, I want to bring attention, you know, zoom in what happened in December and January. And maybe need to mention about the green line is for the first year of study 05-06, and the blue line is the second year of study 06-07 flu seasons. So let's zoom in on December and January. You see the green, the blue line is higher than the green line. In December, there's four times more vaccine was given out in December in the second year of study, and also the January is 10 times more given out in January. And that is the reason because the message we give out to the hospital is not too late to vaccinate. And it's clearly, this data shows it's a successful message you give out during the late flu season. Okay. And I want to briefly mention a few slides from our random digit dialing telephone surveys. And remember, this is county-wise, collecting both hospital and non-hospital. And we typically conduct Monday through Friday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and a Saturday from 10 to 2. And it's quite efforts, as listening here, over 200,000 phone calls was made during that period of time, and we'll be able to have 1,411 eligible healthcare worker complete the survey. The eligible definition is direct face-to-face or hands-on contact with patients as part of a routine work. Okay. From the 1,411, we'll be able to break down even further, about a little bit over one-third is hospital-based healthcare worker, 533. And two-thirds is a non-hospital-based healthcare worker. So for my presentation for today, I'm going to just focus on the hospital-based healthcare worker. Okay, so this just listing the coverage rates for the first year, which is 05-06 flu season, and the second year. As you can see, we both is kind of 69.5, 70.7, even, you know, a few less than 1 point. Actually it's 1 point higher than the first year. It's really did not significant difference between the 2 years. But we met, we are able to achieve the healthy people 2010 objective, which is set at 60% for healthcare worker. So our hospital-based healthcare worker is already achieved their healthy people 2010 objective. Okay. And that study also will be able to collect the job functions. As you're seeing here is we have an MD, nurse, the health service support staff, and non-health care support staff administered. And half of our healthcare worker is hospital-based, the healthcare worker is in the nursing positions, okay, 51.3%. And then when we look in the coverage rate for each job category, and I just want to bring the attention on the nurse positions. They had the largest number of staff in the hospital-based healthcare worker, but look at the coverage rate they have, and they are the lowest. 66.3% had flu vaccine in the last 12 months of age. And the other is looking pretty good, especially those one is, non-healthcare worker support and administrative, although the sample size is quite small, so they might be up and down a little bit. But clearly from this picture, I can see there's a lot of work to do with the nurse. Okay, and of those one received the flu vaccine last 12 months, we also asking what methods they received. Majority, 95.2% is injectable, only 4.8% is from LAIV. Okay, and if make LAIV is available to everyone, what's their preference? And it's kind of surprised to see it's still 40.9%. The majority, they say, I'm still prefer injectable, even though, you know, flu mist is painless and my old way to do is still work. I still like it. And there's 30.9% say, either way it's fine, I don't have any preference, okay? And only 17.9% is like LAIV. They prefer the LAIV, they're injectable. And there's 10% say, don't bother me. I just not want to have flu vaccines, okay? And from our random digit dialing telephone surveys, we ask them which hospital they work. So we're able to break down even further is the coverage rate for the San Diego HIP project and the coverage rate for those hospitals did not participate in the San Diego HIP project. The blue bar is representing the coverage rates. So clearly you see SD HIP project, they have 66% higher coverage rate on the flu vaccine than non-San Diego HIP project. And it's really show we make a lot of the efforts we did in the San Diego HIP project is really showing the effectiveness. Okay. And besides the flu vaccines, we're also interesting to know is the healthcare worker, have they heard about the new pertussis Tdap vaccines? And do you believe you should get the new Tdap vaccines? And only 44.8%, less than half, to say, yes, I think I should. And 20.8% say no. And overwhelmingly, it's just to me, it's like one-third of those healthcare workers, hospital-based healthcare workers, they don't know they should receive or not. Okay, so I'm going to switch to another study we did, is union-based. And this one is, there are six hospital participants, and each one select either one or two, and I just want to bring attention, each hospital, they all select EDs, at least. Okay, and this is very interesting slides. And of those who received the flu vaccines, we asked them, where did you receive the flu vaccines? And two-thirds of the respondent from the union-based the survey, it says the vaccine is coming to me. And that means I got the flu shots at my work site, you know, my coworker gave it to me, or there's a mobile car coming to my work site, I receive it right there. And only a third, the respondent said, you know, I have to go to get the flu vaccine, you know, walk to the employee house, or I have to go maybe outside the hospital to my primary care doctor to get flu vaccines. And this is also another interesting slide is we want to see, you know, during those 2 years interventions, how many received the vaccine in both years, how many did not receive both years. So this one is showing the first is 20.9% did not receive either year. Okay, they might be never received. The first year is 63.2% coverage rate, and in the second year it's jumped to 6% up. So clearly for that union-based study is showing for those unions at least that our interventions worked. And that 53.4% received both years. There's another interesting information from the union-based study. Of those 90 respond, they did not receive the flu vaccine the first year, but received the flu vaccine the second year. And we asked them, what's the reason you decided to receive flu vaccine this year, but not last year? And 43.3% to say, because there's a mobile car coming to my work site. So it's make them convenient right at my work site. And I saw the poster hanging in my in the hospital, so make the flu vaccine awareness, so it's also worked, and the LAIV available. And we also asking those 51 respondents is receive flu vaccine the first year, but not in the second year, and the reason why. And they say is inconvenience, 33% to say it's just not available. And so they decide not to receive it this year and experience some side effect and just forgot. So the key for the hospital-based healthcare worker is make them available at my work sites. It really make a difference. Okay, just quickly to show from all those LAIV recipients, we're asking the reason to choosing LAIV, and this is a multiple choice. They can choose in more than one. And the top one reason is I just did not like injections and nasal spray is more effective, convenience, try something new. I wonder what we can do for the vaccine, maybe put it into salad or something. Summary, so more influenza vaccine was delivered to healthcare workers in San Diego in first year compared to second year, like I mentioned about from our weekly, the reports that 10,000 doses more was given. An accurate estimate, the coverage rates is challenged. There was a low acceptance of LAIV among the healthcare worker. Acknowledgements.